Hi, my name is Emma Corsi, and I'm a PhD student working with Dr. Mark Lipsich and Dr. Curtis Huttenhauer. Our project is looking at Staphylococcus aureus, which is a gram-positive bacteria that can cause severe infections like sepsis and pneumonia, as well as skin and soft tissue infections. What is interesting about Staph aureus is that despite the potential to be pathogenic, it's found in the nose of about 30% of individuals. When people are followed over time, about 20% consistently have Staph aureus in their nose, while another 20% never have it. It's unknown why these patterns occur, but previous research suggests that the nasal microbiome is important. We decided to study the first year of life because this is a period of rapid microbiome development, and Staph aureus carriage is also known to decline during this time. The goal of our study was to see if specific bacterial species or genes in the infant nasal microbiome can explain patterns of Staph aureus carriage in early life. As shown in Figure A in the first panel, we enrolled 36 mother-infant pairs. Nasal swabs were collected every month after birth for the first year of life. Culture testing for Staph aureus was performed on all samples. Then, a subset of samples were selected for shotgun metagenomic sequencing. Moving to the second panel, we used linear models and identified 5 species across infant and maternal nasal microbiomes that were positively associated with patterns of infant Staph aureus carriage. Then we used random forest models to look at how predictable different species and Staph aureus carriage patterns in the infants were. Many species in the infant microbiome were predictable, but Staph aureus was consistently difficult to predict. Prediction improved when we used functions. Digging into this, we found that one gene family was responsible for the improved prediction of Staph aureus using functions. This gene family is likely acting as a taxonomic marker for an unclassified species and was also significantly anticorrelated with Staph aureus in infants and mothers in linear modeling. In the third panel, we looked at developmental trends in infants and also strain level trends. In the strain analysis, we found that infants carried strains of Staph aureus that were more similar to their own mother than to unrelated mothers. Thank you for listening, and please feel free to email me if you have any questions.